We good to go? Welcome, Tim Burnham, here to the Spiegel Tent this evening.
Spiegel on Jump Children. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Lloyd will be touring with Canadian Charlie Acourt. They are in town on the 28th, that's next Wednesday, playing the Keller Room. To tell us just how good that will be, I have on the line the man himself, Lloyd Spiegel. How are you?
I am very well, mate. Good to hear your voice.
Likewise. I am so looking forward to this show. The Keller Room is a really intimate venue. Have you played it before?
I have actually. I've done a couple of shows in there. You know, when I'm doing an acoustic show that's a bit more intimate, I actually really enjoy the vibe there. It's a great little room for that up close personal storyteller type gig, which is certainly what I'm bringing with Charlie. So it's it really worked out well. It's a Wednesday night. I know that's not ideal for many Canberra folks, but I promise it's going to be worth it, and we'll get you to bed at a reasonable hour.
I would be disappointed with that. I want you to play all night. So on the road with Charlie, it's not the first time you've collaborated, is it?
No, we did about 100 shows together in 2023 with another artist named Susie Vinnick. Basically, after the pandemic, you know, I had a bunch of stuff booked for Canada that got cancelled. And we were all three of us were good friends. And we got together to have a jam session while I was in Canada, just chatting and hanging out and talking and laughing and playing songs, and realized that going back on tour solo was quite a daunting thing after 2 years away from it and not really, you know, communicating with other humans.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it basically, we said, well, this should be the show. This should be a show where the three of us just hang out on stage and talk and laugh, tell stories, tell jokes, make fun of each other and play songs. And so the tour actually took us from Whitehorse, Yukon, all the way to St. John's, Newfoundland, which is, I can tell you, it's crossing Australia plus another half. and we spent sort of months together doing these tours. And so we all became really close. Charlie and I knew each other prior. We'd been asked to write a song together for a showcase event in Canada before we'd even met each other. And so we met up online. This is way back now, and I wish I could tell you what year, maybe 2015. And he connected with me and said, let's catch up. And I was on tour in Belgium. And when he actually called me, he couldn't get through to me because I was across the street from the Belgium airport as it was attacked, as a terrorist attack happened there. And so 2014, 2015, whenever that was. So by the time he caught me a day later, I was just so happy to be talking to someone about it that it became kind of a therapy session. So the first time we ever spoke one-on-one was this kind of venting session about what had happened. We wrote a song together, and because of that experience, we became very fast friends and have kind of popped up at each other's shows for a number of years now, both in Australia and in Canada. He's been here many times, but this will be, you know, an opportunity for us to really showcase what we had in that Canadian show when it became really rehearsed and really together and tight to give it to Australia for the first time, which is super exciting. He is an astoundingly talented and very funny man, and the two of us just hit it off so well that it's exciting to be presenting him to my fan base in Australia. It's like giving them something that they haven't seen before and kind of, you know, introducing my dear friend to a lot of my friends, and it's a good feeling.
Cannot wait. Before I let you go, mate, and before you hook up with Charlie, you have a couple of gigs with the Blues Guitar Roadshow. What's that all about?
Yeah, John McNamara from the McNamara Project, which is him and Andrea Marr. They're both really good friends. John started this concept of a blues guitar roadshow where he got wonderful blues guitarists from all over Australia on stage performing like a rotating show where everyone would get up and do a few songs. Then they'd match a couple of players up together. And then, of course, the big guitar off. At the big riff off at the end of the show. And you know, he'd wanted me to do them for a long time. He's run them all across Victoria for a while. And finally last year I had a chance to do a couple in regional New South Wales and Victoria. This one's heading over to Horsham and Adelaide. And then I'll be doing one in Melbourne later on in the year. You know, it is a riot, really. It's an opportunity for me to catch up with my friends and just have a great jam. Charlie's joining us for those shows as well, which will be lovely. It'll be the first time we have an international artist on the bill. But look, it's a blast. And it's just, I feel bad making money doing that, to be honest. being paid to hang out with my mates and have a jam session and just laugh backstage and laugh with the audience and just really, you know, share the stage with the people who make Australian blues great. A lot of them are my heroes and a lot of them are people I mentored. So it's kind of watching these generations of blues player get on stage and just try and duke it out for a couple of hours. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Lloyd Spiegel, thank you so much. We will see you soon.
I look forward to it.
Let's take another track. Let's have one from Lloyd and Charlie and Susie Vinnick on Jump Children.
Then he lost him just as quick. I heard he moved to